We're heading to Connemara next because there's a protest underway along a road, a stretch of road, the R336. There's several schools along it and protesters believe it's not safe. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath joins us now from there. So Pat, tell us more about the road.
Well, the R336, Audrey, is the main route from Galway City to much of South Connemara, going through Barnan, Afurbica, Indravaun, on Spidgale, on towards Ballynahown and Carna. And on a morning like this, it must be one of the most picturesque routes in the country. The sun glistening on Galway Bay, views over to the Clare Hills, and hundreds, maybe thousands of vehicles, bumper to bumper, for kilometres all the way in towards Galway City, stretching past Barna all the way into Galway City. And it's the volume of traffic on this route that is concerning locals here in Barna and elsewhere. As you mentioned, there are four schools along the road between here in Barna and on Spidgale, and parents in all locations are gathering this morning to call for some action. Maura Baker is the principal of the local national school here, the epicentre of this morning's demonstration, and she's been telling me about the safety measures people are seeking.
The problem basically is that the road is very busy and we have absolutely no safe crossing at all. 2 kilometre stretch from Barna Woods all the way to the middle of the village, the 12 Hotel. There are facilities and amenities either side of the road and no place to cross. It's a narrow road, it's a busy road, it's a twisted road. There's a school, a church, 2 beaches, a doctor's surgery, new shop and a filling station, post office, all the amenities we need. I don't know if there's any stretch in the country so long with so many amenities and no place for people to cross. There's a bus stop on either side, but again, no place for people to alight from the bus and get safely to where they need to go on the other side.
And you have hundreds of pupils day in, day out, coming in and leaving the premises right onto this busy route.
Exactly, yeah. We've 240 pupils now. That's 167 families. Many, many of them walk now, which is a fantastic initiative, but it's not safe. We need to make it safer for our pupils, but not just for the school community, the whole community. I was in the new shop there last week and there was a very large contingent of secondary school students alighting from the bus going into the shop. They needed to cross as well. And it's elderly people. It's the whole day long. From morning, we've after school care until 6 p.m. in the school, and families are coming, maybe getting their milk and their bread in the filling station, walking across. They can't do so safely.
And this is obviously an issue people feel very strong about because it's mirrored in 3 adjoining communities.
Yes, that's right. It's a long stretch of road and very, very busy. Throughout the year, because it's a very busy tourist route as well, it's on the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's probably the busiest part of the Wild Atlantic Way because it's so close to Galway City. Fantastic location. We're very lucky to be here, but this is such an important initiative for the whole community and for the tourists as well. We want to make it safe for people who aren't used to driving these roads, aren't used to driving on the left-hand side of the road. They need to know there's a school here. They need to know that they know when to stop, and that there are children and people of all ages trying to cross the road.
And that was Maura Baker, the principal of Barna National School. A very colourful protest here in the village this morning to chants of Slán Abhaile, Slán Ar Scoil. It was led by 4 parents wearing inflatable zebra crossings to highlight the need for pedestrian crossings, use of the Abbey Road cover image as well, and plenty of homemade signs, all sending out a message from this coastal community about the need for enhanced road safety measures. And as I said earlier on, similar protests being held in Nafurbica, in Indravaun and in on Spidgale today, with all those communities seeking urgent action. They want immediate interim measures and then permanent measures to improve the situation. Better signage, footpath improvements and dedicated pedestrian crossings. Made several efforts yesterday to get comment from Galway County Council on this. At this stage, to no avail.
Pat McGrath, O Connemara, Gurumila Mahagat.